Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena Alice, how are you today?
I am very well, thank you. How are you going?
Good, good. Trucking along. I think we're all at the trucking along stage.
We are trucking along.
We're all trucking along, presumably in the same truck,
yes,
if not
yep.
adjacent trucks.
What is happening in theatre at the moment? I know it's a bit of what is happening, but what's going on?
Do you mean existentially what's happening, or do you just mean like what's happening as in what's on?
Well, is there anything in the calendar at the moment?
Actually, there is, and I wanted to... I often talk about stuff that's happening in Tāmaki Makaurau, obviously, because that is where I live. But, obviously, maybe we're not making stuff at the moment, but in other places in New Zealand, would you believe it, there is theatre and art being made. I know, it's
crazy.
A wild concept, eh? This week I'm going to talk about white men. I mean...
Okay.
Look, it's a favourite concept of mine, this notion of white men. It's also a award-winning play, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was this play that won her the award of the playwright Abby Howells. Now, some of you may have caught Abby in her Comedy Fest show earlier in the year. She did Harlequin, which is brilliant. She's a brilliant performer. Impeccable comedic timing, incredible improviser as well. She studied down in Dunedin or Te Puti, so she
cool.
did like yeah she's fabulous. Anyway, she's written the satire. It's called White Men.
It is a good title.
Yeah, it's great. And it's basically some men sit on the top of a mountain. And they like have their privilege and they just have a moment to be white men. Obviously, the caveat being that these men are all played by women and non-binary,
cool.
non-gender conforming people. So so she's written. I've read about Abby and I've heard her talking actually about this stuff as well. It's like why must women be excluded from having these great, juicy, wonderful, adventurous, fun and funny narratives and characters. So it sounds like she wrote it with the view of not cis men playing
That's cool. It's not necessarily a new concept, but I feel like every time I see someone do it, they bring something different or something interesting into that space, which just makes jokes that you wouldn't even really think of fly so well. And you're right about Abby. She's a really cool performer. I caught her for the first time at the Comedy Festival. And I didn't really know anything about her, and I was so struck by her physicality and her humour and her just like quickness on her jokes. It was awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. She's a real stunner. Abby Howells stands. And the work has been directed by Carrie Green, who is also a phenomenal performer and she's been directing a lot more in recent years. So Carrie has got impeccable comedic timing as well. She is one of the funniest people I know and have had the pleasure of knowing over the years. And it's a raft of, it's like an ensemble piece, so they've just got really great performers in it. Now, you might be asking, why on earth am I plugging this work? And it's because they've come out, this was a co-pro, so this is a co-pro with Bats Theatre in Wellington,
cool.
Which is really, it's wonderful to hear and see that Bats are trialling different kinds of presenting models. So this is from like a financial perspective. There are two things that are really great about this work. One is, so this is a work produced by Red Scare Theatre Company. That's, I don't know whether we talked to Cassandra, but she, who is the director of Red Scare Theatre Company.
Right.
But she did direct Single Asian Female, which was
yes.
a theatre company show.
Yeah, yeah.
That was earlier in the year. So, great theatre company. But they're doing their season at the moment, and the season is going fabulously. But tomorrow night at 8:30, that's the 29th of September, they are doing a live stream of the show. Which is really wonderful, because I don't think we've seen so much of this kind of digital experience happening so much in New Zealand. Bats has actually successfully done some live streaming of works. I know last year, if I'm not mistaken, for Toi Fakati's grad season, they live streamed some of their works. Yeah. So live stream. So you can pay for a ticket as you would the theatre. You can even dress up. And then it's going to be performed. My understanding is as they're performing it, it's being filmed. And you know, you can, and so it's all happening in real time.
Cool.
The other great thing about this live streaming thing is that you pay what you can afford.
Yeah, that's I think that's a really nice model that we see in the physical theatre quite often, but it's nice to see it in online spaces too, because it's a tricky time financially for a lot of people. Artists know like less than anybody else, so it's cool to see that coming into that space.
Totally. And I think the first time this, like, pay what you can afford, and the kind of the language that we use around that, because it's quite, you know, in some ways that language is quite kind of confronting. Mm. Like, I can afford to pay $10 to go to the theatre in itself is a radical kind of act.
Yeah.
And so to simply, instead of even tearing it by saying a $10 ticket, but saying I can afford a $10 ticket, I think is great. And it's really bringing into our consciousness this notion of, you know, value versus worth, and you know, all those kinds of lovely concepts about being an artist, etc. So you can pay, you know, $10, $15, $20, $25, you can pay $40 if you want, and I think this kind of model, it's just really nice to introduce these models into something like digital.
Totally.
Because let's say this, you know, someone hasn't checked out the work before, they pay $10, they watch the show, maybe they're then going to be more likely to support the works of the artists who have put this together, or you know, just go to the theatre and
in general and just support the arts, full stop.
Wouldn't that be a wild and novel concept?
Well, it's definitely great news that we've got some theatre we can watch, if albeit at home. This, remind us of the name of the show and the creator and where we can go to see it.
Yes, so it's called White Men. If you go to Bats Theatre's website, bats.co.nz, they've got the season version, which closes, I think, on Saturday. But we've also got the live stream. There's like a page you can go through to the live stream. It's produced by the Red Scare Theatre Company team. It's not the first time. This is actually, my understanding is that's a remount of a work that has happened before. So they've redeveloped it, written by award-winning playwright Abby Howells and directed by Carrie Green. Really fabulous way to support, if we're in Auckland, to support our Wellington cousins.
Totally.
And also have access to new performers and new writing. So I would definitely encourage you to check that one out.
Hard out. And I'll just say that I watched the Toi Fakati performances on the live stream from Bats last year, and it was really great. If you're a little bit like, oh, do I want to tune in to something online? It's awesome. It will make you feel really good to see some live theatre, and it totally works as well. They're really good at filming it. They know how to make sure you get everything you need to see in the screen. It's a really well-run operation, so I can vouch for that too, and I'm sure it'll be just as good for this.
Gosh, you need to do a Google review for that one.
five stars from Rachel. Hey,
A++, we're trying again.
Thank you very much for that, Alice. We miss you in the studio, but hopefully we'll see you soon, and take care.
Oh, thanks, team. Love yous.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.